Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in to the program. Tonight, I am just going to be playing some music from here and about. Think I'm going to get into playing a lot of old stuff. Looks like, actually, you know what? It's going to be all older material that I haven't played in a while. No band tonight, no live performance in the studio. We'll be back in two weeks, with a live performance from the band Cursed Words on August the 7th. Next week, I will not be here. I'm on vacation. So, no, going to be a rerun probably next week on the show. Unless some volunteer wanted to come in and do a fill-in show, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Well, we'll see what happens. I guess I won't see what happens because I won't be here. But let's start to the night by talking about a show that's happening next Thursday. So since next week is a rerun, you're free to not stay in front of the radio and listen to this program. You can go to the show at Heroes Welcome, which is, I actually haven't been to it. It's the, used to be the Legion on Main Street. It's one with the shuffle puck board. Is that what it is? Like the curling thing with the sand. There's a show next Thursday, I believe, is the first performance of a band called Oxpital, O-X-P-I-T-A-L. They've been, they have not been playing. I believe it's the first show, debut show of the band. And that is sort of, that band is sort of a supergroup of sort from people, musicians who has been hearing about. I don't know all the details, but I know that it is Lynn Heineman's new band. Lynn used to be in a band from Vancouver called Portico, did pretty well, played a lot of shows, and they were pretty active in the mid, well, not mid, in the like 2007 to 2000, and I'm going to say 10, 11, 12. So that's happening on Heroes Welcome next Thursday. Also playing in the band, some of the favorite people of this program, Ida Nielsen, Great Aunt Ida, is playing in that band as well, and also Leah Abramson, playing bass in that band. So let's get the show started. I'm going to start off by playing some Portico with a song called Frank Slide from the record. I think it's the last Portico record from 2009 called First Neighbors. This is Portico with a song called Frank Slide on CITR 101.9 FM.
No blood. Alberta.
Thank you.
Ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Did you hear that?
Through the best of times, through the worst of times.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
Listening to CITR Radio 11.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. That might be the newest song you hear on the show tonight. Garbage Dreams, with a song called Tooth and Nail, from a bunch of demonstrations, they call it. That was released back in 2018, so not that long ago, although it didn't seem like that long ago, but that's like 7 years almost. So there you go. Garbage Dreams playing a rare show at the KW studio tomorrow, along with Primp and Drekking, which is a band from Portland. Garbage Dreams. Before that, I played Abramson Singers, Jack of Diamonds off the record Late Riser. Great song. Very great album. Listen to that album all the time, more or less still. Great Aunt Ida with a song called Little Voice, How They Fly. Also love that album. That's from 2006, Great Aunt Ida. And The Late Riser from Abramson Singers, that is from 2013. And I started off the set with a song from Portico, Frank Slide. As I was mentioning, Portico, Lynn Heineman's new project is called Oxpital, featuring members of, Ida and Leah will be playing in the band, as far as I can tell. That's happening next Thursday at Heroes Welcome at like 8 or something like that. Probably earlier show. You're listening to CITR, as I was mentioning, Radio Hell, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do you know we have a website? It's radiohell.ca. One word, very easy, I would think. Spelling exactly like you thought it would. Links to all that stuff, links to our YouTube channel. Just released a new video from a performance by the band Runner from back in March of this year. A couple songs there. Sounds really good. Check it out if you want to see. Check out what the band looked like in our studio environment. Or just listen to some songs. All right, continuing on with my music. Go to the website now. You can do that while you're on the radio, right? Or you're listening to the radio, maybe. Anyways, enough talking. Continuing with more music. Like I said, today I've just decided to just play some old stuff, a bunch of old stuff, because hasn't been a lot of new songs coming out. I played a bunch of new stuff from last week. And I play a bunch of stuff from bands I haven't heard before in the last couple of weeks. So just go back to old stuff, comforting stuff. I haven't played a song in like 4 or 5 years on the show, which is way too long. This is a very good song. This is 90210 from by the Courtneys on Radio Hell. We'll be right back.
Like an animal. When did they- awakened one. Listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000-odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
She saved my number to her phone with the maple.
Eastside Arts Society presents the 5th annual Eastside Arts Festival. On Friday, July 25th, at the Rickshaw Theater, you'll be seeing Young Friend as the headliner, with Babe Corner, Worrywart, and Kylie V as supporting acts. And if you can't make that date, fear not, because Eastside Art Society is putting on a free concert at McLean Park on July 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. Headlined by Janky Bungag and accompanied with Madeline Reed, The Revibrators, and Twin River. You can get your tickets and the festival schedule at eastsideartsfest.ca. eastsideartsfest.ca.
We'll be right back.
Band is called Blonde Witch. That song came out in 2011. The band didn't stick around very long. I don't believe they played in Shindig back around that time. Did not win Shindig. What else did I play in that set? I played some New Sensei. That band was around for quite a while. A very well liked band in Vancouver, New Sensei. I played a song from them called Burnt Mast from the record Sundowning that came out in 2012. And I remember, like, they were like a bigish sort of well-known local band in Vancouver. But I was in Kansas City one summer. I think when this record came out, so 2012, and went to the record store in Kansas City, and on the wall of staff picks, this record was recommended by one of the record staff at Kansas City record. What's the record store name? Oh my goodness, I kind of forgotten the name. I had a T-shirt with that record store name too, because I was like, oh, let's buy something. It's also very, I think I talked about this on the show, but also very nice that you walk in. I think it was walking in. There was like a band playing, you know, kind of like sometimes band would play in a record store. And then the guy behind the counter working in the record store is like, do you want a beer? And I just, oh, and I was like, how much? He said, no, free beer. So just giving people free beer at a record store in Kansas City, Mill Street Records, I believe. I think I recently checked, I think it's still around in Kansas City, Illinois, Mills Records. So there's no street in it. Mills Record Company, still in downtown. Sorry, not Illinois, in Missouri. I knew this. Unfortunately, Missouri is and also Kansas. Yes, Kansas City. Half of it is Missouri. Half of it is in Kansas, and both of them are not the greatest. The city itself, I think it's voted blue, but otherwise kind of red. What else? New Sensei, also things I should probably mention is we're pretty sure that the drummer from New Sensei is Orville Peck. That's the story, I believe. Before New Sensei, I played Hot Loins with a song called Shave Teeth Off. It's like an unreleased song from a cassette they put out, hence the little click situation in there. I don't know. I was talking to Sean from Hot Loins, and I think he was asking for like master tapes of some sort of Hot Loins. I haven't been able to find. I don't know what's happening with them. So yeah, that's why sometimes all the Hot Loins stuff you hear are clicky. Yeah, two piece. Yeah, it wasn't at one point maybe three. At the end, it was. I think at the end it was just Cam and Sean. So Hot Loins, that came out ages ago. Before Hot Loins, I played some Channels 3 and 4 with a song called Input Select. Makes sense for Channels 3 and 4. Off the record, Christianity. And three-piece from Vancouver. So yeah, if you're listening now, this is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm just playing a lot of songs from bands that I used to play a lot on the show back in, I don't know, like 10 years ago. We're kind of spread out all the time. So you haven't done it in a while. It's not always make sense or think of playing these bands, even though back in the day, I'll be playing them every other week. It seems like Petroleum Byproduct before Channel 3 and 4. Something Special is the name of the song off the record Superficial, Artificial, something, something that was out in 2009. It seems like yesterday, but nope, that's many, many moons ago. Petroleum Byproducts from Vancouver, three-piece. Vancouver, British Columbia, three-piece. They went to the finals in Shindig in 2008, I would think. And then I started off the set with the Courtney's 90210 that came out in 2013. Also feel like it was yesterday, but obviously not. There's probably people going to... Yeah, that's not true. I was going to say, like, it's probably people starting off at UBC that's born in 2013, but no, that is obviously not true. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you here. This is from 2013. Also a band I played a lot on the show, although I believe when I was playing music from this band, probably was off like MySpace or something. Although 2014 wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was long ago, but I don't know when MySpace went under. Anyways, whatever. The band is called Romok. This is a newer one from them, 2014, because they've been around since forever. Holy Shades of Night, title track from the record with the same name. We'll be right back.
your perception of music and art. I took it to heart. I used to defend your manic transitions from a jovial chat to a preteen on smack. I'm casting a spell on the new constitution. She's an elf giving birth, driving a tangerine hearse. Now she's on the run from her own aversion, resilient and green. Mind you, she must not be. Jovial chat to a preteen on smack. I'm casting a spell on the new constitution. She's an elf giving birth, driving a tangerine hearse. Now she's on the run from her own aversion, resilient and green. My new she must not be.
Almost November and she's less sad today, even a little unhappy, though I reckon business has been bad since she brought me an extra large bowl when I only ever order a small. There are too many fish in that tank. I think one of them is a shark. It's been said a man dies where he lived. This isn't true. Too many TVs, I couldn't concentrate on the World Series. Just sitting, sweating MSG in my best suit and always the same fortune. Now is the time for you to set your sights high and go for it. What? The bathroom is full of top 40s pop bouncing off the pink walls. The floor and ceiling are also pink. The toilet is pink. The sink is pink. Even the bottom of the sink. And I can feel the dust now settling on the back of my neck.
If this is real,
thank you. I'm not coming back for a long, long time.
Search Parties with a song called Fa from the record The Pass that came out in 2010. Search Parties, the most memorable thing to me about them is Harlan Shore, one of the main creatives behind Search Parties, was the one who organized Dancing in Our Debts or something like that. It was a series of performances, band performances, including, I assume, Search Parties. I was at them. I can't remember. It's so long ago now. But the performances were done in ATM machines, like the vestibule where the bank machine, like the ATM machines are at night. So there was a lot of these planned. Not a lot of these. It happened a few of them. I did go to, I feel like Van City was one that it happened on Main Street or Canby or something like that. So yeah, it was a cool idea. Basically, yeah, it was like a Facebook event probably. And this is from 2010 probably. And yeah, basically everybody meet at Van City on Main Street at 8 o'clock for a show. And you know, if they don't know what the hell's happening. And then the band just comes in and play. Everybody kind of like have fun and move on. So yeah, that Search Parties. Also, in that set, I played some Like Animals again with a song called Resilient and Green off the record Comfortable Dungeon. That came out in 2010. As well, Like Animals Again is the project with Adam Horn, who was in many other bands in the past. The Rub, I believe, Subconscious Satellite, and then Like Animals Again became a synth kick, and Lana, who now goes by LaRue, it was in the band. At synth kick and I think Lana, who goes by LaRue, it still had, there's like maybe music happening, still doing various things. So that is Like Animals Again. Before Like Animals Again, I played some Romok and a song called Holy Shades of Night. Romok, Patrick, who is kind of the main creative behind Romok. Gal Grayson is his newer project. Believe it's still doing stuff. Haven't played a show in a while, but I think it's still a thing. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Continue on with a bit more music, just playing old stuff from before. Maybe I should mention what else. So I mentioned that some of the other sets. Let's see here. Yeah, just all these old music, but maybe there's still new things you can check out. Hot Loins. Yeah, Sean's. Let's see. Yeah, Sean is in a new band. And then there's Channel 3 and 4. With Jesse Taylor is in Mirrors, and Petroleum Byproducts. There is Sally, who is doing, I should probably be more prepared for this, like a solo. I don't know if Sally goes by just that name. Anyways, I'm not adding any enrichment to this. And Courtney's, that one I know. Jen, who is the drummer and singer of the Courtney's, is in Big Rig, which our great sound technician, Jay Anner, is in currently. And I just saw Big Rig at the Green Auto Show last Saturday? Or was it Friday? Yeah, Saturday. It was a great show. So, yeah. What else do I have to say? Yeah, you're listening to CITR Radio. Coming up at 11 o'clock is Copy Pace, which has been following the show for a long time. DJ Autonomy, going to be a good show. Do not go anywhere. Stick around for another 50 minutes for the copy paste. Okay, I'm going to just play a few more songs. What have I written down here? Okay, here we go. This is a band that won Shindig back in, I don't know what year, a long, long time ago. They're called Hermetic, two-piece from Vancouver. This record came out in 2017. It's pretty new compared to all the other ones. This is, the record is called Postscript. Collapsible Human is the name of the song. Hermetic on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Instead, let's look to our friend, a friend, and look into their eyes and tell them they matter. Because there's nothing sadder than no expression. Because it leads us to depression. And a pole is too much. And a pole is too much. And a pole. I give up. Let's get out of here. So let's forget the past.
Don't be testy, I'm not breaking up with you. With all the things you say and do, there's nothing like now. Yeah. You got me so unknowing. But where's the girl who taught me all the things I should know? Another thing I thought you'd like to know. Well, if everyone they've singled you, they've doubled you down. Yeah, you've got me so delirious. But where's the girl who stood behind the audience now?
The simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there! If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
I'm not afraid to die.
listened to this record a lot when it came out in, I don't even know when this came out. Let me see. A long time ago. Let's just say here. 2003. That's the gay. The record is called You Know the Rules. The song is called Opulent Canine. Played the gay a lot on the show back when this album was out in 2003. I don't know, maybe not this particular song, but this is the first track that I totally know the song. Before that, another band that I sometimes play on the show, I know from before I had a radio show, they are called Saltines, they're from Vancouver. I played a song called Baba Da. The record is called Short Term Memories. That was out on Endearing Records back in 2000s. And Saltines do like Kits albums now, or at least 10 years ago they were doing Kits song albums, which is interesting. I mean, it fits. They kind of do, you know, pop kind of cute songs. And yeah, I don't really have much to say about the Saltines other than the Kits song stuff. And Winter Mitts, Schoolyard, that song, I know for sure I played a lot back in the days. I think that particular one as well. Heirloom is the record that came out in 2008, Winter Mitts. It was a big, it was like Lise Monique's was one of the singer behind it. And then the band, it sort of had different sizes. For Heirloom, it was a six-piece or... Maybe not. Maybe that was a small one. Anyways, here and there, different sizes. Winter Mitts. Lise has been playing music for a long time back in Vancouver, and I believe now is located outside in Chilliwack, I think, because I keep seeing one of my friend lives in Chilliwack now and seems to be photos of each other on Instagram. Shaman Rasik Lives. That was from 2013. The song was called Forget the Past. The record was called Thought He Was Dead. I have not seen Sean in a while, but I have friends who have seen him, and apparently he's doing well. And yes, he is still alive, in case you thought he was dead. That's the name of the album. Start off the set with Collapsible Human with a song called Postscript. That is Vancouver's hermetic two-piece band. And Bart, the drummer, now, last I heard, lives way, way up in Smithers, BC. So, yeah, there's probably not going to be a reunion show from Hermetic anytime soon. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's 10:30. I am going to call it for the show in half an hour's time. Copy and paste. Stay tuned for copy and paste. Until next week, next week will be a rerun. And then the 7th, we have Cursed Words on the show, live in studio. Will be then. I'll be here then, or I don't know what I'm saying. See you then, or listen to you then, or you can hear me then on 101.9 FM. Bye.